Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Let's say a happy blue year to David Downey, a man who's vowing to show a lot of optimism for Everton in 2017.
I am. Happy New Year, Steve.
Happy New Year to you. 2017. Just going to start on a high for you. You vowed to be a little bit more cautious before wielding the axe on the Blues, haven't you?
Just a bit, yeah. But I'm sure you'll goad something out of me in the next 10-20 minutes.
Okay, let's not start on the game itself. Let's start on Everton failing with their latest bid. Latest or first bid? Must be the first bid, because the window's only just opened for Morgan Schneiderlin. So £19 million. Manchester United have rejected this bid. Jose Mourinho has said, "We've not received one single offer that we are going to accept. I don't want to sell players. The club and board is totally with me. But if a player is not having lots of minutes and really wants to leave, we've no right to stop him." So he's not having lots of minutes.
Yeah.
Are they going to stop him?
No, I think ultimately that's a deal that will happen. I think that he's a player Ronald Koeman's identified probably quite some time ago. One that he probably identified in the summer but was unable for various reasons to get it over the line. I think you see a lot of manoeuvring at this time of year, so Everton have tested the waters with their initial bid. The report is the Guardian you've got there, is it?
This is a Telegraph. This is Chris Bascombe writing in the Telegraph this morning.
The piece I read in the Guardian said it was around £19 million. That Everton have put in so far, where United want to recoup some of the most of the £24 million that they paid Southampton for. So I mean, they're not worlds apart when you consider how desperate Everton are to get players in. But
Do you put that bid in December? I just noticed here that Chris has written that West Brom put a £13 million bid in the middle of December. Is it as early as that when clubs are sort of touting the money about?
Well, yeah, I mean, we've seen Julian Draxler, didn't we, go to PSG? That was announced before the window even opened from Wolfsburg. Liverpool reportedly interested. PSG just, I mean, I think that's the difference between our clubs and some of the big foreign giants, if you like, because they just don't mess about. You look how Dortmund virtually got all of the squad that they've got now in before the summer transfer window even opened back then. I think we're a little bit lazy. Certainly from an Everton point of view, we seem to be slow out of the block. So, yeah, I would think that those negotiations started a while back.
But the need is now, isn't it? The need is buy him at the end of January. The need is, first week of January, get a player in.
Absolutely, because, well, it needs to be done this week if there's going to be a like-for-like replacement for Idrissa Gueye, who's gone off to the African Cup of Nations. He's going to be a massive miss, Steve, if we don't get somebody in to replace him. But the thing I will point out about it is that I think this is indicative of the struggle Everton will have this month. I think they'll get players in, but I think it'll take time to do the deal simply because Man United know Everton are in a position where they desperately need to replace a player who's been imperious for them so far this season. Therefore, they have every right to stand in and say, well, we want this amount of money for him. And I think you're going to see a lot of to-ing and fro-ing with deals. And I fully expect him to become an Everton player because I still think we'd be higher in the pecking order than West Brom. And the way Morgan Schneiderlin likes to play.
That shouldn't even be in the same sentence,
should it? It really shouldn't, but I tell you what, the one point behind Everton, so they've got every right to say, well, look, we're a club that's going places, but I think the way he plays, the relationship with Koeman, I think he's tailor-made to come to Everton. I'd be really excited by him as well, because I think he's a top player.
So are you taking the duo? Are you getting Memphis Depay in as an additional tag on here?
Well, I told you it wouldn't take long to go to something else. I have a little bit of a tainted view on Memphis Depay because I've seen a lot of his social media over the festivities and his videos with champagne and Rolls Royces and he's got his top off diving in swimming pools.
So he's a big time Charlie type?
He is. First of all, that does not fit the Everton mantra at the moment, certainly not with a disciplinarian like Koeman. Having said that, they've worked together before, and you would think Koeman would be the right person to get the best out of him. But I think we've got too many players like that, Steve. I think you look at De La Feu, Balassi, Morales, these players who you would put, in inverted commas, on their day players. Nobody with any real consistency. And I think he'd add to that. He had a fantastic time in Holland and at the World Cup. But that's 2 years ago now. No, he's only 22. Clearly a talent. But I'm reminded of when we had Royston Drenthe come to Everton and these flamboyant sort of Dutch players. I think it's obviously a common trait in Dutchmen. I just think that we need someone with a little bit more fire in the belly than someone who's going to come and have a laugh with fans and stuff like that. Of course, although
if Ronald knows him, Ronald might know something that no one else knows at the moment.
Well, absolutely.
He might be deeply unsettled at Manchester United.
Yeah, but and that's the other thing as well, Steve. You mentioned Man United. It's Schneiderlin's probably an exception because he's, 27? He's at the peak of his powers and he's a top player. We know how good he is. But there's been a narrative from Everton in recent years that we're signing players from Man United. It just seems like the handouts. We're not going and signing the best of Man United. We're getting the ones that they don't want and the ones Man United don't want. Certainly, I think if Everton are the team that wants to go places, they certainly shouldn't want them as well, unless there's a mitigating circumstance like Koeman, having worked with him previously, might be able to get the best out of him, like you say, but he's not one that I'd have at the top of my list at the moment.
I put this to Sharpie, didn't I, on the Legends last year? I said, you see, Everton seem to take a lot of sort of Manchester United, I don't want to say cast-offs, but the players don't work there. What is this sort of chain, this link from Manchester United to Everton?
I just think it's, certainly Liverpool and United aren't going to do a lot of business together, are they? I think, like it or not, I think we look like a secondary club. A lot of people make the joke, particularly Liverpool fans, that Everton are a feeder club for Man United in many ways. Obviously, they took Wayne Rooney off us. But going the other way, I think, it is a case of we get what's left that they don't really want that's at their disposal. You look at the ones over the history. Tim Howard, you know my views on him.
Phil Neville,
yeah. Darren Gibson, who must have had the best Christmas ever because he certainly had no chance of playing football. I think he's still partying somewhere. I don't like that sort of cast-off thing. But having said that, I think there's players at United. I mean, Henrik Mkhitaryan couldn't even get in their side lately with the way Mourinho wants to play. And he's still very much a squad player. I don't think he's a guaranteed starter. So there are genuine quality players there.
But he's not
there.
Coming to Goodison, really.
Sadly not, no.
Right, so Paul Joyce knows his onions, and he's writing in the Times today. And he's also writing about the fact that Everton have had this £19 million bid rejected. But he goes on to talk about the other players that Everton are keen on signing this window, Memphis Depay being one of them. He's also put Southampton's Virgil van Dijk. Mm. I think that's setting the bar a little bit too high, isn't it?
Well, I don't think it's setting the bar too high, considering he's only at Southampton. We've seen how poor they were yesterday.
Sense of other clubs who perhaps have been linked with trying to sign him.
In the sense of who they will, you would imagine, be in the market with. I think it's a very ambitious thing to be doing, but I think there's a necessity. There has to be a desire from everybody at the club now to get in the players that Ronald Koeman wants. I think we've seen 3 or 4 months of transition. It's been very frustrating at times. It's been very poor at times. I think Everton find themselves in a position that's probably about level par at the moment, 7th in the league. They're not going to get any higher than that, I wouldn't imagine. They're 9 points behind Man United in 6th. I think that's a big drawback if you're trying to attract a player like Virgil van Dijk. I believe that his relationship with Ronald Koeman is really good, and even to the extent of they're really immersed with each other's families and things like that. I think it'll take a little bit more than that for a player who should be playing in the Champions League. And how old do you think he's? 24, 25? I think it'll be difficult. But if you're first to the punch, Steve, there's no reason why you can't sell some. I mean, look at Lukaku, reportedly going to sign a new deal. Now, he's not going to hang around if he doesn't think that Everton are a club that's going places. Now, we can sit here and discuss all day what that contract actually means. Who's it for? Who's the security for? He's not going to see out the term of it. We probably can all agree on that. But I think it's an indication that it's a place that where players want to be. I think you've got to go and sell it as big as you can to Virgil van Dijk, and you can't have money as an issue. So in that regard, I think Southampton want upwards of 30 million.
So you think Virgil's coming?
I don't think he's coming. No,
I don't either.
I don't think he'll come, but I wonder...
One player who is coming is Ademola Lookman.
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you know much about Ademola?
I've seen...
£11 million.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of highlights from... A
couple of YouTubes. The,
no, not the... I don't dare go on that, Steve. That just paints a false picture in itself, doesn't it? But even me and you could look good on there.
Tell me about Ademola Lookman.
I've no idea, really, Steve. I've seen him score a couple of worldies for Charlton.
It's a lot of money. £11 million.
It is a lot of money. But you look at players that have come from before him. You look at Dele Alli, how good he was for MK Dons. And he's a top player in the Premier League now. He'd fetch upwards of 50 million, you would think. So obviously Steve Walsh has had his eye out, having a look and casting his eye in the lower leagues, and he's seen this lad and identified him. £11 million, a lot of money. It's a big billing, even for a club with Everton's cash at the moment. This moment in time, £11 million. He comes with a big price tag, so you wouldn't think necessarily he's going to hang around in the under 23 system. He's going to play games, so I think Koeman would probably identify that as an area where Yannick Bolasie's obviously injured for a long time. He's probably looking to get wide attacking players in. That's why you see Depay there, you see this lad Luckman as well. I've no idea about him, Steve, but you know, he's obviously got something if you're willing to splash £11 million on him.
Radio City Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.